fully cross-dressed in public. I am living in Reno, Nevada now, and I decided that I wanted to get a part-time job. I knew that I wanted something unusual that would appeal to my other side. I didn't want to work in the traditional part-time world of fast food and gasoline. There is a store here on South Virginia, Saint, called Romantic Sensations. It is a neat store that caters to a lot of different people. They have a wide selection for every taste, from French maid outfits and little girl dresses to clubwear and stripper outfits for the local entertainers. It is only a block away from the 1099 Club, which is a gay bar that caters to the drag scene heavily. They also have a great selection of corsets, vintage foundations, and shoes from mild to wild, along with wigs and makeup. I love this store, but have a hard time affording the items that they carry. However, they have great sales occasionally, and you can get something you like for next to nothing. They are very transgender friendly, as the owner walks around the store cross-dressed on occasion. I just got off of work at my regular job and went inside wearing my usual guy clothing of jeans, a baseball cap, and work boots. I stuck out like a sore thumb in there. One of the clerks is in transition and looks androgynous at this time. One is a drag queen, and the genetic girls have piercings and tattoos. I looked like a square peg in a round hole. I submitted my application, and the manager looked me over and gave me an interview just to get it out of the way, I suppose. I told her that I was a crossdresser and shopped there. She told me she was not hiring at the moment, but would file my application. I am sure she had a hard time picturing me in drag because of my 5 o'clock shadow. I went home and felt silly for even applying. I decided that I would go back in femme. True to my nature, I had to build up the courage to go out dressed in the daytime. After a few days, I decided that it was now or never and got dressed. I don't have a car, so I would have to walk the mile or so to the store. I decided that casual was the way to go. So after patting myself in all of the right places and applying makeup that was conservative, I put on some women's jeans, a blouse and a leather coat, topped it off with by brunette, shoulder-length wig, and donned my comfortable walking shoes. Mary Jane's, of course. I rode the 15 floors down the elevator to the lobby of my apartments without incident and walked past the doorman hurriedly on my way out the door. This was February, and we were experiencing a storm from the west. It looked like it was going to rain and was very windy outside. I started walking the mile or so to the store, taking the residential streets as much as possible. It was almost dusk, and I did not get any looks out of the ordinary that I could tell from passing motorists and pedestrians. After about 20 minutes, I made it to the store. I thought I was a mess from the storm, but looked in the window of the store for my reflection, and was pleased that my wig actually looked better after the blow-drying it received. I walked in the store, and the manager I talked to a few days before was at the front counter. She asked if she could help me. I told her that I had applied there a few days ago and wanted to show her what I looked like, dressed so that she could get a better picture. She asked my name, and I told her. She got a smile on her face and said, "Wow, you look different today. Are you going out tonight?" I told her that I only dressed to come see her, and I was going back home. I also told her that I walked from downtown to see her. She seemed much more interested now and told me that she would keep me in mind and thanked me for coming in to show her. I left the store and headed home. I felt like $1 million. This was a liberating experience for me. Not only had I gone out in girl mode through the middle of town, but I also exposed my secret to this woman that runs a store. Letting your secret out to someone can be the one of the scariest things that can happen to a crossdresser, but in this case, it was great. I walked back home, taking the busier streets because my confidence level was just boosted 100%. The only obstacle remaining was the doorman. I walked in the doors and attempted to get to the elevator as quickly as possible, but he stopped me. He did not recognize me and wanted to know who I was visiting. I showed him my elevator key and told him that I lived there. He looked at me funny, not sure what I was, let alone who I was. He said okay and let me go past him. Now when I see him, I laugh to myself. He doesn't have a clue that it was me. If he does, he hasn't let on to me. Maybe he laughs to himself when he sees me. I went upstairs and relished in the day's events. Even if they do not call me to go to work for them, that day was a success as far as I am concerned. I hope this motivates you to go out in femme. Hopefully you live in a liberal city and have a positive experience as I did.